Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh dear.
That's a nice sound there.
The Kool-Aid guy.
It's a hassle when I'm back in your closet hanging up all your clothes. So I'm not in the best of moods.
Mike, is it a hassle to pay the mortgage? Let me just ask you that.
Thanks.
Question.
Did you hear what Oscar said?
Technically, I pay it.
The fan club thing doesn't bother me, but the gambling thing will always yes. bother me.
That I told you to like stay in your room?
For 48 hours. And then all we get are reports of you drinking, gambling, hanging out with her. We're like,
No. Now, that's not right. I was not hanging out. I was trying to hide. The whole reason for that.
Pony said he could go down to the casino and track you by smelling the cigarette butts. He said it was like a Western.
Yeah, I would pick up the cigarette butt and I'm like, it's still warm.
He's we went near this here. Way.
You are full of S.
We would beat, on a regular basis, the teams that had like some sort of quarterback in playbook with the wristband
on. And they would get, in flag football, he had a wristband with the plays.
So
oh my God.
Pissed at us because it was a skinny playbook.
That's what they had. And Jeremy's absolutely right about that.
We would beat them. They'd be like, I don't know how this happened. We have prepared. We went to practice. And we're sitting there like, thank God no one threw up today. Thank God no one threw up today.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Burr.
No, I'm sure you're cold.
Yeah.
Or you 38 degrees down here today.
How many?
38.
That's nothing.
Nothing.
I'll take it.
Well, when you're down here, it's something.
Yeah, well for you get what, 3 days? We've had 2 weeks of like maybe sub 20s.
Yeah, does it compromise the oranges? Does it have to get below freezing?
Today is a inland, it gets colder, so they're having some issues with a frost warning down here, and the local media is going bat S in West South Florida. We had 40, maybe 44 today, which is, it's just because you never have it, so it's a big deal. But they are going more nuts than they normally go because it's January and there's nothing to talk about, not until they invade Ukraine. So it's just people going.
Fingers crossed.
No. I like that.
The Russians. By the way, a tiny little comment about that. Well, of course he's going to invade Ukraine.
Yeah.
We're a divided nation. It's not because of Biden or because of the Republicans or anything. It's because we have two distinct sides. We are weak.
Yeah,
you can't. If you attack and say, hey, you go into Ukraine, we're gonna send troops in there. Then you're yelled at by the other side.
Mike,
if you don't do anything, you can't do anything.
It's not
in America
tradecraft.
Anymore.
It's common sense. We can't even pass a bill. How are we gonna pass get together for a war?
Yeah, we're divided.
Yeah,
I would
divided,
love to.
Mike, cannot stand.
There was a time where regarding Russian aggression, you would have everybody lockstep lining up, Republican,
right.
Democrat, independent, lockstep saying, yeah, go ahead, effer, just randomly invade a country next to you, and we will send everybody.
We were mad when they sent a rocket to space.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. So that's where we're, get used to that. That's just the way it's going to be until we get our act together, which I see absolutely no evidence of.
What I want to know is happening. If we do send troops, do they have to wear masks?
We're okay.
Gotta hate it when you make a joke when I'm trying to be serious.
Sorry,
Mike. We're okay because there is no war in the metaverse.
That's right. The metaverse is A-okay.
What is the metaverse exactly?
It's a fake world. A video
it's
games.
Like it's a fake of
it's like living,
shooting
it's
games.
The new Facebook world,
living
right?
your world with your Oculus goggles on.
Yeah, we should almost add it to the TikTok internet list.
No,
internet.
No.
You don't think so?
No, don't muck it up.
Don't
metaverse.
Give
yeah.
Metaverse.
No.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can see Dick Robinson saying it, though.
You're very perky for Monday, Rob.
Yeah.
Very perky. We need perkiness because
yeah,
look
hateful.
At him.
Hateful.
He's bitter.
I'm mad
angry.
At the world.
Yeah, he came in yelling about cities and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know what? He's angry. He was waiting for me this morning. I love that.
He was on time.
I love that more than anything.
Actually, I wasn't. because I was shooting.
Yeah, you were waiting for me.
I'm working while I'm waiting for you. There's no, I love the time.
Yeah, but you
time.
Were sitting in your chair waiting
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, but Mike, you don't understand. I'm literally working while I wait for you. This is time for me. I love it.
All right. Yeah, yeah, you still hated it. I Welcome hate to the Mike O'Meara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Lawns, Michigan. Well, you know, that's an interesting pronunciation for L apostrophe A-N. S-E.
I actually took a dive on it because that's what the listener
provided. Is it French?
It is French. And the listener provided a pronouncer. I said, well, that can't be right. And I did Lons. The research. Lons. Lons. Yeah.
Lons, Michigan. San Jose, California. Artvin, Turkey. Bernalillo, New Mexico. Pierre, South Dakota. That's a very, very big place up there.
Yes.
And Gorey, Georgia.
Now, Mike, that's Georgia on the Black Sea. That's not Georgia like in the United States.
Oh, see, I thought it was like, yeah, well, Atlanta. We got a slaughterhouse here.
Gorey.
We got lots of bugs on the windshield. I don't know.
Monster movies.
lots to unpack.
Please don't use
today.
That phrase. That's Gross. A horrible phrase.
I was watching a lot of NFL analysis over the weekend. They like to say that.
Yeah.
But God, I hate it so. I love the NFL so, and I hate the analysis so. I hate the pregame shows so.
Why do you
with
watch
every
that?
Fiber of well, sometimes you come in early and you kind of get caught. You know,
I see, yeah.
And then you have to watch them during halftime if the channel's on. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to start a whole other thing.
Not,
but
not if you're watching
whole,
with Carrie.
The whole talking with the hands and that weird looking guy. Is it Jay Glazer that has just the weirdest? He looks like seriously a figurine. He looks like an action figure from a Lego set. He's just got giant
like
feet. He's got a torso that's like 3 inches long. He's a
savage. What is going on? The man's legend within the broadcast world.
He's a legend within the broadcast world.
His insight. He gets a skinny before everybody else does.
He does. Yeah. He does because he knows how to go.
But your mic.
He's clearly made a great career out of it, Mike. He's on television every weekend.
Calling him a Lego is so dead on. Can't you just see his arms moving like this?
What is the body? I mean, is it the suit or is it the body?
And
he works out. He's incredible. He looks like almost a mini bodybuilder.
He's looked the same, though, for 20 years. He's he must sleep in like a chamber. I think he is.
But he's part of it. And then the whole thing with, I don't know, it just gets, they're not really funny.
Oh, not at all.
They don't try to be funny. They make inside jokes with each other. I hate pregame shows. I've hated them for a million years.
What you got to do,
Mike? I got thinking about this. Let me finish. I got thinking about this after John Madden died.
Right.
That you know, the great, great guys that you remember for the rest of your life in broadcasting, guys like Glenn Brenner, who I will remember for the rest of my life, because he was so good at covering sports and being funny. To a lesser extent, and I mean, no disrespect, but to a lesser extent and a much lesser extent, but still tried, was George Michael, who just brought that kind of bravado thing where he was kind of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then those are local guys. And then on these pregame shows, you go right to, I'll give a guy like Bill Cowher, all right? Bill Cowher, great football coach, Jimmy Johnson. Great football coach, right? Boomer Esiason, great quarterback. Phil Sims, great quarterback. There's not a broadcast savvy, fun, you stack all those guys on all the NFL pregame shows up against Sir Charles and Shaquille O'Neal. And why can't we in the NFL, with all the money that's paid to these guys, is there not like a third level lineman or something, some guy that we could put on, maybe some bookends of guys that would go at each other? Mm-hmm. Have you ever done a deep dive on Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal and watch the highlights on that TNT basketball show, which is fracturingly funny, where they will stop with the analysis and then they will do a deep dive on, what was the city he was talking about? He's talking about a city where there are big people. It might have been Kansas, and it's tear-inducing comedy. And instead, you hear la 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 la. Yeah, we all know Tom Brady's great.
That doesn't come. Look, that NBA pregame show, and frankly, it's unprecedented. But it comes with some peril for the hosts. Sir Charles came out and said he's not going to do this after this contract's over, because all he gets is people trying to cancel him every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. But therein lies my point. It's got a pulse. It's got something that the other stuff is just hours and hours of just inane oversaturation with the same analysis all the time. And I know that there are guys out there. And you know this too, Oscar. There are guys out there that are super smart in the NFL that would be super funny and super.
They just want it safe, though. They want it safe.
And that's broadcasting.
Deion Sanders
sucks.
It's probably as compelling as you would get for broadcast television. And Deion Sanders has to go to a place where, and I'm almost 100%, but let's say 90% sure that he now has re-signed with Barstool Sports. They get away with a certain level of humor, where he could never get away with it on a high level because he would get reprimanded.
Yeah, and I think it was, we talked, I
and
think it was...
And therein lies my point. Yeah. That is the land of suck, and that's why we get this crap that is repetitive to an aneurysm level. It is so continuously repetitive.
It was James Brown who told us this, that he said that even, you know, on all the shows he's worked on, remember, he came from Fox, now he's at CBS, that they are so tightly scripted, the ad-libs are rehearsed and put in. There's nothing...
I remember when JB said that.
That there's nothing that can even be... They're down to the second. Nothing can be snuck in. Nothing's allowed to be snuck in.
By the way, the Kurt Metaphee and James Brown guys, there's your core right there, because those guys can be who they are.
Yes.
The regular broadcast guys. But then bring in just a little bit of... I look at Jimmy Johnson, who, you know, I think if you really let Jimmy run a little bit, it might be funny, but nobody will touch the, I spent my, part of my weekend looking at, again, I've done it multiple times, and it's really, as much as I like Shaq, it's really Charles Barkley and Shaq reacting to him, you know, and because Shaq has this great laugh where he goes, you know, that type of thing. So it's what I pine for when I watch the NFL, but it doesn't matter, because the NFL is so hot right now, and it's hot because the competition, I don't care if you give a rat's ass about any of the teams, this weekend was just game after game after game. And then the only one I really cared about, because of my dear friend Jimmy Cerrito, was the last one of the weekend. Great time, by the way. Wish they'd start those games at 6:30 more often.
Yeah.
Love that time. Perfect
time.
Just the heartbreak, again, added to the portfolio of Buffalo heartbreak. How do you let Patrick Mahomes pick up field goal yardage from the 25 in 13 seconds?
That's all he needed.
How is it possible? Do you do it?
I said this prior to the show starting, and you highlighted. You said, "Why don't you say that?" During, and people are going to hate on me. And I love you, Jimmy, and I, you know, Maddie, and everybody else that's rooting
the mayor,
for the Bills. Maybe less, but maybe it, as a fan base and as a team, try being a little less trashy and working harder on your prevent defense and less on jumping through tables.
Would you care to explain yourself when you say less trashy?
What was
trashy about that?
Please. Well, this is you teams that have been there and act like they've been there, because we're all watching 13 seconds and I'm watching Twitter. I'm like 13 seconds and people that haven't been there, like all these rubes online are like, oh, it's over, it's over, it's over. And everyone that has some sort of fandom, they're like, no, 13's anything can happen.
Yeah.
This is why people freak out.
I'm guilty, not publicly, I'm guilty personally to Jimmy.
Why?
Why?
I forgot what I wrote to him. Let me see.
Oh, no, you jinxed him.
I don't like to look at it that way, Oscar.
Oh, no.
Let me see. Thursday, 6:06. Let's see. Yes, go Bills. Mike sent me your new address, blah, blah, blah. Yesterday, 9:40 p.m.
Oh, here we go.
Exclamation point, 50 of them, with my address, and followed by...
Oh, no!
So Jimmy sends me three praying hands going into overtime.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Right.
And then I write, I'm with you, brother. Very muted at this point. And then last message, sorry, pal.
Mm.
And no response from James,
which is
extremely rare.
Yeah.
Not even
it'll be okay.
No, it's not going to be okay.
Yeah. And then so what do we get? We get Kansas City.
I'll take it.
Mike,
at least they put on a show.
Why will you take it?
At least they'll put on a show.
Because they're winners, Mike.
No,
he likes a winner.
I hate, you know what? I hate the whole time. I wanted Kansas. I don't know. I get bitter that way. I wanted
but
to see.
But aren't you of the opinion maybe that if you really were going to win the game during regulation?
Well, of course.
Yeah, right?
I singled out that particular defensive back who was toast like twice. And another guy that got look, defensive backs in the NFL, it's a thankless job. I think more than almost any position
you're literally
in the
running
NFL.
Backwards.
You're running backwards. it's phenomenally difficult. You can always bitch at them, but just incredible.
Mike,
the defense that was already, maybe they were already celebrating. It was very sad, but it was a great game. Won at the last second in overtime by Kansas City, who marched down the field after they tied it and won the toss, won everything, won.
For fun, I didn't pull the audio from Nance saying that it's awful a shame that they never got to touch the ball. This is the final of the game from Chiefs Radio. I thought you'd like to hear the call from that because they're very enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Right. Very enthusiastic.
Okay, here we go.
Mahomes looks to throw it. Pump faking right side. He wants it. A cutback cut. It is caught by Kelsey. Touchdown.
Superstar
Kansas
to superstar.
City. One of the greatest duos in the history of the National Football League.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelsey. And the Chiefs have won this incredible divisional playoff game in overtime.
I hate those guys too.
Very
superstar to superstar.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Draft well, NFL. If you want, team, draft well. This is we are entering, and make no mistake about this. The torch has been passed. The Bradys and the Rodgers are now turning it over to an absolutely spectacular cast of young athletes. We are going to have the golden age, and I didn't think it could get better. You're going to have a real golden age of the NFL. These guys are so talented. These quarterbacks are so fit. It's fun. It's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I don't buy into all the hype, but you can't ignore the game. All the crap around it, ownership, pregame shows, all that, blech. But I will tell you, when the product on the field is that good, how can you be a sports fan and not just get off on that? It's incredible.
So I watched it with my foreign father, and we're both foreigners, so I should probably say that.
Did you have to explain it wasn't soccer?
No, he's into this.
Okay.
And he's not asking, like,
how can you not be into it?
Rube questions. And he's like, what a great finish. If we could just, I don't want to jump to another game, but I'm watching Tampa Bay.
I crapped on that. I crapped on that. I left.
Well,
I left. My jaw
frustrated.
Hit the floor. I know. I wasn't frustrated as much as I was. I wanted to see a competitive game.
Yeah.
Woe is me. Never bail.
You never bail.
You never know
what's
going.
Yeah.
They can come back from this.
Just astonishing.
And,
really, really.
And we're sitting there, and my dad's like, "How old is?" And for every man that's in their 40s or 80s, you're rooting for the older quarterback. It's just it's innate in you to say, "I want this guy who's 44 to beat the young buck." Roughly, respectfully, you just want him to continue moving. So,
and that coupled with a comeback is the greatest thing.
This
in the world.
Ageless aspect of never bet on Tom Brady.
I think he's coming back, by the way, and everybody thinks he's coming back because of that loss, because of the way they lost that game.
And in a weird way, we tried to call my nephew, who because now he's in LA, he's an LA Rams fan.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker. He didn't answer, and my dad and I, we just get so pissed when our family doesn't answer the phones because they're so scary busy. Mm-hmm. We started rooting against the Rams. So now we're rooting for Tom, not just for age's sake. We're rooting for him because our nephew didn't answer, so we want to call our nephew when the game's over to troll him. When Tom comes back,
if he had answered the phone,
we would have been like, "Oh, we'll root for
him." Is Luca all Rams all the time now?
Yes. Yeah, he's got the jersey. He got it for Christmas.
Dodgers, Rams. Yeah, he's got the whole LA thing going. Mm.
And he can claim that he had it before because they lived there before. Who cares?
Yes. I believe in where you live.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's when you take ownership of a team. That's cool. Good for him. So, and, you know, good for the Rams.
We're watching the game. And my dad's like, "There's no way." I was like, "No, I don't. I think it's over." And I felt like you felt. I was like, "There's no way. He can't even convert a pass."
I got bored. I got bored. I hate seeing. Once your team is out of it, all people that are sports fans in the NFL care about is having a great game.
But if you think about it, those two games, and really the weekend, just a few seconds left on the clock. Everybody, they're like, I can't believe they're going to go to overtime. Can't believe it. No, right. Boom, mm-hmm. Done.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It was fun. It was fun. And you know what? That is, for me, a rare thing because I am a team guy. Whether it's any sport, that's when I get into it. I get into it when my team
just
is involved.
So much fun. Yeah.
And this is the first time I can remember. And that's what tells me that, wow, this is going to be just incredible. And, you know, it's nice to see a struggling organization like the National Football League do well.
Yeah, they finally, you know, won in the win column for them this weekend, Mike. Which is nice.
Because they really need it. They do.
I guess on the outside looking in, Rodgers, I was happy he lost after he lied about the vaccine.
Well, I don't think it's...
That's the way I look at it.
I do too.
Karma.
I felt the same way too. I was all in on Aaron Rodgers getting thumped this weekend. I was happy. I was happy. It was good to see. And also that look that he cultivated when he started dating the starlet in Hollywood, when he cultivated that I just got out of prison look that, you know, that he likes so bad. And there's something, you know, I read a lot about that little incident with Aaron Rodgers, and he is arrogant.
Mike, is what is America rooting against you?
What is America? Aaron Rodgers. So there it is.
No, and question we'll see for you, because you guys are bigger sports guys than me, and I enjoyed all the games this weekend. It was a lot of fun because they were exciting. Will we get two more good games next week? And will the Super Bowl be in?
No.
That's my gut. My gut is that,
No, I'm sorry. The AFC Championship game. By the way, if I'm wrong...
You're wrong.
You'll be happy.
If I'm wrong, and Cincinnati can muster the same kind of performances they've had, nothing will make me happy.
Cincinnati's hot. How could you not
Cincinnati
say
Cincinnati is hot? Yeah, but I will just, Oscar, I'm just giving you my
opinion. Chiefs will give you some, they'll give you a dog-ass game any week. Like the fact that they won yesterday
but
is mind-blowing.
But this might be a little more.
The Rams,
I think they're great.
And the 49ers is going to be a great game.
I think it has the potential to be a great game, but I just don't think. If I'm wrong about Cincinnati, are we going to have Nikki this week? Will we get Nikki this week?
Oh, yeah, he'll have an answer.
I'd like to hear what Nikki has to say about it. Because not only does Nikki make us laugh, but Nikki is very, very insightful.
I think Nikki had a
bad
weekend.
Picks. You did it. Yeah, terrible weekend.
Yeah.
I feel great for the people in Cincinnati that haven't had a moment like this. I really, really do. I don't like the fans in Kansas City because after all this PC stuff that we've gone through, when you have teams that have to change their names, and I have to listen to the 50,000 white faithful going da da da, which is really saying F you, Middle America, to the Native Americans. American tribes in the United States. So I got pissed off at that. I think it's wrong. I think it sucks. And a lot of people go, "Oh, lighten up, snowflake." But that's the way I feel. So we'll see.
Well, the NFL said they can keep their they can keep that name because they won the coin toss.
Right. Yeah, it was I really think with all the crap you hear about sensitivity and being aware of certain things, how is that okay? Right? Am I wrong about that, guys? When I hear that, that's just an audio version of the tomahawk chop, is it not?
And I think changing it sucks. The Braves name for Atlanta?
I don't know.
Right?
Wait, where are the rules?
Florida State.
The Seminoles.
I think some of these teams were sanctioned by the governing bodies of the certain tribes. That's why they can get away with it.
Well, I think in the Seminoles case, that might be right. Yeah, I think. I don't know.
I thought the Braves had put it in motion to change. I thought they had.
They changed name already?
I thought they put it in motion.
Yeah, like, but there's still the tomahawk chop there.
Sure. Well, you can't
there's
get rid
of that. There's still the tomahawk chop. And with the Chiefs, there's that. I don't know. I mean, the Chiefs.
It didn't strike me as much for some reason because I'm still waiting for the Washington football team to, you know, address their name change.
So February 2nd. Don't we have that in like we have that post Super Bowl? Is that when they're going to make that?
Yep. Coming along. February 2nd.
Do you guys? You're up there. Do you have
the Commanders? Apparently, it's the Commanders. They leaked it.
The Washington Commanders.
Yes.
I don't mind that.
It's not bad.
All right.
I don't mind that one at all.
Go Commanders.
What's that?
It wasn't going to be Hogs.
Yeah.
No, God, it wasn't ever going to be Hogs. I think they ought to have a one of those horrible names like we've had. So we had Nationals, then we had
the Commanders.
Wizards.
Are great.
I think Commanders kind of maybe rolls
Admirals.
Off the tongue. If it's not going to be
better
the
than Admirals, I personally wish they'd stick to Washington Football Team because it's generic and just like them, not very good.
But you could root for the Commanders.
Good. You root Commanders.
Yes.
Touchdown, Commanders.
Yes.
I like Commanders. I'm down with Commanders.
Washington Commanders.
I said it here. Are you sure? Is that what you're hearing is the front runner?
Oh, it's very obvious at this point. Now.
Oh, really?
Well, this is the BS that happens. Apparently, there were already rumors. I heard Admirals. We all heard Admirals.
Yeah.
But they had a broadcast. You know how they have these local, I guess, team shows that are usually sponsored by the HVAC system, like Metcalf or something brought to you. So they have
that'd be the one where Sonny used to be with George
they have like
and
a
all
coach's
those
show,
things, right.
Whatever.
Yeah, originally it was called Redskins Sidelines. That was the show.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, and I could be wrong, but this is what I remember reading, and I was so disgusted by this, I was like, this is not shocking, that the GM or one of the executives were on television and in back of them was the mock-up jersey in the far back, like in that what they didn't know was in the frame.
Oh no! That's
so somebody was able to see the name.
Classic, I don't buy that.
Classic DC
on a piece of paper or something random. Where I was like, this is just typical. This is typical.
Well, you wait that long, and
on their own
something
broadcast.
Is bound to happen.
Yeah.
You know,
I chalk it up to COVID, where you have skeleton teams doing broadcasts now, where you're like, okay, you're ready to go, sir, and you trust that one person. You don't have like five people in back of you looking at that frame. And then
you're not showing the merch, are you? Oh yes. No, we're not.
All I know is they didn't accept my suggestion for a finalist, so mine didn't even make it past.
You had a suggestion?
The filibusters. Speaking of football, Friday night in the O'Mara household is flag football night.
Right.
And it has become our little routine with my little man. And I would like to say the first play from scrimmage, touchdown, Michael William O'Mara. The last play, grabbing a flag in the backfield of the other team after the handoff. He got the first play of the game and the last play. He scored two touchdowns and made some amazing defensive plays. We're walking off the field, and Jeremy, his coach, who's I've talked about before, he's kind of a big, stocky guy, and he's great with the kids. It's like, listen up. You know, when they're 8-year-olds, this is how you have to coach when you have 8-year-olds. All right, here you go. Listen up. Guys. That's literally how you have to do it to get them to get
to pay attention.
To get them all to focus. Mm-hmm. Hey, me, look at my face. Look. This is where my face is right here. These are my eyes.
Do you think Andy Reid does that?
you never know.
Guys,
and he says, hey, guys. MVP, defense and offense right here as we're casual walking off the field. It was wonderful. I loved it. It was fun to watch. So this is the second time we've played this team. I've been at both games. Now, my kids' team are the Buccaneers, and the other team we played twice, the second time being Friday night, the Dolphins. Apparently, Jeremy pulled this move, which was hysterical, in one of the games where I think there were 15 seconds left, and Jeremy had them hike the ball to the quarterback, and he took a knee. And it was just like, hey, it's like a real game, and it was funny. Well, apparently that didn't sit right with this older coach for the Dolphins. That's it. I didn't know more about that. Right. I don't know any more details like this. So Jeremy tells me, we'll chat like during the game, and I'm like a backup coach if somebody doesn't make it.
Sure.
I've been out there one time with the kids. he said this coach gave him crap about it. I said, oh, yeah, was he busted? He said, no, he was serious. He didn't like that. And he said, you know, the long and short of this story is that the coach now got mad at our coach because he runs basically one play with six different options. He runs a standard play with a handoff, or they pitch it to a guy, mm-hmm. or they go back and they throw it to another guy. And it's the same play. And this coach is giving him crap about that. So the game is over. And this guy looks like me.
Yeah, but
okay?
You all
this
won,
is a,
right?
This is,
won?
We won the game.
I hate and, that BS. He's just bitter.
Yeah, he's
and,
bitter.
And the coach looks like he's a little fatter than I am,
mm-hmm.
and he is a grandfather of one of the kids, and the rumor is somehow he is connected to the high school team, maybe a high school coach.
Okay.
So the game is over, and I said, good game, coach. And he said, I can't believe that happened. I said, what? Well, he said, he didn't shake my hand. We line the 8-year-olds and 7-year-olds and 6-year-olds in some cases up to right. shake hands. The coach didn't shake hands with our coach. And I, you know, the old me that I so wanted. And then the comment was made to Jeremy, you don't know who I am.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, are you really seriously?
A little,
are you serious? 8-year-old flag football?
It's not even tackle.
And you're not. And
I'm,
you're getting
I'm
that
vote green.
You're that really. You're that wound up. And
yeah.
I said no. Carla brought a little, sippy to the game. We have our canvas little red wagon that we drag over there.
Yeah.
With the lawn chairs in it. We got all the stuff. All the parents have these wonderful canvas bag wagons. And for Christmas, my mother-in-law gave us one of them, and mm-hmm. we took it out to the games. And it's just so chill and
right.
so much fun. And I just cannot believe that, and not even a father, a grandpa,
grandfather, yeah,
the children of the greatest generation, again, the my age people, just behaving like a toddler. You know, I said, well, he mustn't have ever had any military service. I always say that.
Ah!
I guess he never fought for his country because he's, he's considering this something special. This is a joy fest.
Yeah.
You know? And it's
takes
fun.
A very special kind of person to ruin that.
But grinds right. their yeah. gears. If your coach is running the skinny playbook for 8-year-olds, God bless him, less to worry
it's
about.
Exactly what he's doing.
And so, Mike, this is the same
skinny playbook. I like it when you use really good football jargon. That's so good, so appropriate for the moment. That's
well,
great.
We were playing flag football out of college. We would play flag football on the mall, right next to the Washington Bonnie Bear, for those you know out of the area. And we would play all of these alumni associations from like Penn State, and our team from WVU was the Bad News Bears. We roll in hungover, ready to lose, but needed some sort of workout because they were Saturday
right.
mornings.
Right.
So
yep.
everybody was hungover except for respectful teams that actually wanted to win. And we would beat on a regular basis the teams that had like some sort of quarterback and playbook with the wristband on.
Oh, no.
And they would
in flag football,
yes,
he had a wristband with the plays.
So
oh, my God.
Pissed at us because it was a skinny playbook.
Yeah.
It would be like you, like a post, a slant. Like it would. That's all we had.
That's what they had. And Jeremy's absolutely right about that.
We would beat them. They'd be like, I don't know how this happened. We have prepared. We went to practice, and we're sitting there, like, thank God no one threw up today. Thank God no one threw up today. So it's the when you lose, you have to understand that maybe sometimes it's not going to work all the time. I'm sure they won the championship that year in our league. But when you lose, it's part of growing up.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but that's it. And I think we are, you know, in this day and age, it just seems to me, I have had visceral emotional reactions to losses, sports losses in my world.
Yeah.
It sucks. But you are over it. If you're not over it by like the next day,
yeah,
or it, at the moment, if you're not knowing from coaches previous for your 60 plus years on this planet that you have to show a little sportsmanship and you're
especially
not doing well in front, you know what,
yeah,
a jerk.
Yeah.
So I haven't done the dive, and I did. I so wanted to go over to this other coach and said, "So, are you associated with the high school?" I've heard you're associated with the high school just to get a name, but I figured, you know, that's me being as bad as the other coach.
I love
to
that
do
question.
That.
I hear you're associated with the high school.
Yeah, I guess kind of frustrated when you play at that high level to you know, lose again to the only undefeated team in flag football with the two you know, little youngsters, including one of them, my son, who fly like the wind, which my son does. It doesn't make any sense, you know. Is there disappointment if it's on the other foot, if they lose? Sure, they're not used to losing.
Right.
They've got some extra games coming up, and they're going to play they're going to take it hard, and they're going to show sportsmanship. And I'm talking about tough luck. If my son, you know, turns on the waterworks or anything like that, I'm like, hey, it's part of the game. You got to do that, but I don't think they're going to lose. Anyway,
coach doesn't bring anybody from the high school team to play.
I want to find out who he is, if he's really connected.
You don't know who I am. Piquing your interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd like to go, I don't know who you are, but I'm somewhat of a famous radio personality. No, I didn't do that. Even though if we'd been there for like one more half hour, I would have.
Sure.
I would have because, you know, that was that's called Cabernet Courage. Cabernet Courage. Speaking of Cabernet Courage, there was a little later in the show I'll talk about. I joined one of the Zoom calls this weekend. We'll be right back, everybody.
Happy birthday. It's cold outside, Karen, so I wanted to remind you to visit the TMOS Shopping Center, Target, and Walmart. They'll never be frosty when they greet you, and they have everything you need this winter. Corn cob pipes, red and yellow scarves, enchanted top hats. They even have space heaters. But don't buy that, Karen, or I'll have to kill you. I'm serious. Just access Target and Walmart through the Mike O'Mara Show website, and you'll be back again someday if Frosty doesn't murder you. Ha 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 ha.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you've listened to the show for a while, you know that Rob is absolutely obsessed with Best Fiends. He can't put it down. It's bigger than Wordle for him.
Oh, it is.
And he's really into Wordle.
Well, the thing is, the thing about Wordle is a throwaway. It's once a day. Best Fiends is always there. Best Fiends is always changing. You can't finish Best Fiends. It's awesome.
Now that we're deep into January and things are a bit dreary, there's no better time to lose yourself in the Fiend-averse. Best Fiends is a mobile puzzle game that anyone can download and play, whether you have a few minutes or a few hours. Best Fiends features tons of cute characters that help you solve thousands of fan puzzles. The more you play, the more characters you collect, and the more you win. The more challenges you face, you know. Hold on, let me see if I said that right. Let me see. The more characters you collect and the more you win, the more challenges you face.
It gets better and better. Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. So get in there and beat them slugs. You're at level what right now, Rob?
5,088. It's called Explosive Barrage, 90 potted plants. I'm going to be honest with you. This level's kicking my ass. It's a hard level, but I'm going to get past it.
You're at the Kansas City Chiefs level now.
Exactly. I'm playing at the Mahomes level.
You literally can play as long as you want and never get bored. Trust Rob. He knows. Get on the Best Fiends bandwagon. Now, download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Best Fiends.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. Happy Monday, everybody. Meatloaf's daughter has vowed to have her father's back forever. I thought this was kind of sweet. Pearl Adet penned two sweet tributes to the late singer via Instagram over the weekend, following her dad's sudden death at age of 74 earlier this week. Here's what she said. Quote, I love you always, no matter what. I love you with my whole heart. We got you forever. Pearl is 47 years old. She wrote this alongside a photo of her and her dad on stage together. She referenced her father's Bat Out of Hell lyrics in a second post, adding, we love you, Dad. Meatloaf, born Marvin Lee Adet, adopted Pearl when he was married to Leslie Edmonds. The couple were together from 1979 till 2001, and I always think it's kind of sweet when the kids say something nice about Dad.
Do you have the story about Weber Grills?
No.
I got an email on early on Friday. I'm on their mailing list, and it said, have meatloaf your way. And their recipe of the week on Friday was a meatloaf recipe. And they sent an apology email that afternoon saying, the email went out before we heard about Mr. O'Day's passing, but it was just unfortunate timing.
Did it appear to be that they were capitalizing mocking on the news?
It was. I mean, it was just oddly.
Could people have misunderstood that? Is that why that happened?
Yeah, it was oddly coincidental when the subject line is "Have meatloaf your way."
Yeah, I. That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
but I get it. Well, I guess they handled it the right
way.
They
did. Apologize.
Up in your neck of the woods, and I got 30,000 people sending me this. Mike just exaggerated.
What?
A snake expert from North Carolina removed 124 snakes in total from the Charles County home where David Wriston was found deceased. That was last Wednesday night.
Right.
Everybody was talking about this with the snakes. I have to mention, I think, for some people out there that made a couple of comments, my snake is not venomous, nor would I ever bring a venomous snake into the house. So be aware of that. However, I think that if he gets to be full grown, Jake.
Yes.
And like as big as he possibly could be, and I was asleep, he'd probably kill me. But
no,
I don't
know. He wouldn't kill you. He likes you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he might kill somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy was found deceased. This guy's inventory included a highly venomous black mamba. It's the most venomous snake in the world. Cobras and rattlesnakes. County spokesperson Jennifer Harris said they needed outside assistance to handle this. There were so many snakes in the home. She said, we don't have that type of expertise at our own animal shelter, so we contacted people who knew how to help us remove these animals. How the guy died is officially still under investigation, but multiple sources told Channel 7 that there was evidence of a snake bite. So that's probably what killed the guy. That's, you know, he had a state-issued permit to own some of his snakes, but not the venomous ones. So, you know, when you do that, there's kind of a black market about that.
At least he was
passionate
about his craft.
Yeah, but aren't snakes a little bit like cats? Once you get past two, you might as well have like 60, and you're crazy.
Yeah, I think so. And oh, the smell.
Anyway. Oh,
it is. By the way, I have to do a cleanup in the cage today. First time I've seen the real evidence of the...
The scat?
Yeah. Not sure what I'm going to do with that. I you know, all this love, lovey-dovey talk about the snake, that's something I'm really dreading.
You know, I without being too graphic, is it rabbit-like? Is it mouse-like?
I'll take a picture of it, and I'll show you tomorrow.
I don't think we need all that.
Well, no, I'll take a picture. Because I got to take him out. I'm going to give him a Gatorade bath today. So you put him in a little tub with Gatorade, half Gatorade and half water, and he gets electrolytes.
That's what plants crave.
Swear to God.
Like out the toilet?
The lady at the, you know, at the snake mart told me to do that. So, a doctor on TikTok claims that it's possible under certain circumstances to fart yourself blind.
Oh, my God.
Let's just leave it there, but that's it. Plastic surgeon Dr. Anthony Yaun responded to a follower who said they had once farted so hard that they went blind for 3 minutes. The doctor says, although this is very unlikely, if the gas you pass is extremely pungent, it could contain large amounts of hydrogen sulfide.
Did the person that do this ever work at WJFK FM?
Yeah, studies it. I think you got macular degeneration of, anyway.
It was a bad place to be at times.
Studies show that hydrogen sulfide is very effective in reducing blood pressure, and if it reduces blood pressure to the central retinal artery, your silent but deadly toot could theoretically make you go blind.
Hmm.
So there it is.
Yeah.
Share that with you.
I don't like when people...
Isn't that something?
I don't like when people fart and then look at you and smile.
Well, it reminds me of the joke. Probably politically incorrect, as every joke is.
Sure.
You know, why do farts smell?
Why?
So deaf people can enjoy them, too. thank you. Thank you very much.
You're canceled.
That, by the way, that was exactly the reaction I wanted. This is funny. I saw this. This went viral. A woman catches her husband red-handed as he watched saucy videos of other women on the internet. The wife recorded her hubby scrolling on the sofa from a first-floor balcony. So I guess they've got one of those houses that's two stories, and the hallway is really more like a balcony going to the other rooms. Uh-huh. You know, that kind of house? Yeah. So she appeared to take it all in good humor as she posted on the video, accompanied by a laughing emoji. Shows him on the couch, and she zooms in with her camera, and he's looking at this woman. Oh, big butt doing this like super sexy dang. You can see her zoom in on the back of the man's head, and then viewers catch a glimpse of what he's looking at his phone. The picture's only small, but you can clearly make out the figure of a woman dancing provocatively. here's where people really suck.
Okay.
Here's where nowadays in our world where you didn't have access to everybody's opinion being public,
right?
This is where the people pissed me off. Some viewers were appalled by the footage. I looked at the video. It's a lady fully clothed, dancing provocatively.
Sure.
All right? One lady said, I'd rather be single than pretend to laugh at this happening. You know, how mean is that? How mean to the lady who posted this that brought everybody a little joy, a little laughter. I just
lady probably is single and will be for a long time.
But like, put it on the other side. Let me ask you this, you guys, and be honest.
All right.
If you walked in and your wife was looking at, you know, whatever, guys dancing or guys looking hot, what would you do? I wouldn't care.
I would bust her balls in a very funny way.
Yeah, I wouldn't be jealous about it. No. Like, this is I mean, why not?
Another lady says, Oscar, my comment won't go over well. LOL. Bad use of LOL. I hate that, too.
I do, too.
But I think it's 100% disrespectful.
Yeah.
What is him looking at a woman online?
He doesn't have his pants around his ankles, and he's like full-time, lifetime subscriber to the Bang Bus. That may be extreme.
That's true. That's very
true. But
he's
on the internet.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Oh, God.
And you know what? If you think, Mike, you mentioned LOL, imagine any time you see LOL on a post or when someone texts you, if they are actually laughing out loud. So if that lady, what she's saying is, my opinion is not going to go over well.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not doing it right.
A third lady said, I won't even complain to him about it. I wouldn't even complain to him about it. I just slowly start losing my feelings for him and care less every time. Just chill out, everybody. Really, chill out. I mean, people, the judgment. But some TikTokers didn't think the husband's viewing habits were an issue at all. One said, am I the only one not bothered by this? I look at thirst traps on TikTok all day long. Doesn't mean I'll cheat. Another said, I wouldn't care about my husband looking at girls he could never pull. Hell, he barely pulled me. There you go.
See, that's
how you
it.
Handle yes, that. Right, give me a break or something. Yeah. Come on. China has brought back its undignified anal COVID swabs.
My God.
Just 2 weeks before the Beijing Winter Olympics, or Beijing, the communist regime claims the virus test, which involves inserting a 5-centimeter-long saline-soaked swab up a patient's bum and rotating it, is more accurate than other on-the-spot virus tests. Chinese newspaper The Beijing News said at least 27 people underwent the anal swab tests at an apartment building in Beijing, where a 26-year-old woman caught the Omicron variant. The invasive anal tests involve inserting a sterile cotton swab into the rectum and rotating it several times. The swab is removed and analyzed in a lab. Japan is calling on China to stop using the undignified test, as some passengers said it caused them psychological distress. So usually it's just the nasal swab. You know the difference between the anal swab and the nasal swab?
What?
The smell.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. It's a variation on the oral and rectal thermometer. That one's the taste.
I did it differently when I had my anal swab done. I said, just hold the swab still. I'll spin.
I didn't even know such a thing existed. And now a little
Thank God it does.
Right. Authorities. Oh, did you
do
the thing?
Don't pool test that guy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
Authorities arrested a woman accused of driving the wrong way on Interstate 75, just a mile or two down from where
right
I am right
here.
Right up the way, yeah. But this was up the road a piece in Tampa. This happened early Thursday morning. The woman allegedly, when she was pulled over, she was concerned about something. So, well, she did what a lot of people do. She set her car on fire.
Oh, no.
The incident happened overnight, Thursday night, near Fowler Avenue. I've been up there. And closed a portion of the road for a few hours Thursday. Hillsborough County, the sheriff's office up there, said the woman was taken into custody and the fire was extinguished. The spokesman for the police department called the incident a mental health crisis. Mm. Florida residents like me referred to it as the beginning of a long weekend. There we are. That's the way that normally goes.
You was on
Florida.
Fire.
Yeah, Hillsborough County. A lot of stuff goes on. We got a buddy, Carla's best bud. She's a sheriff up there. She
well,
can tell
right.
you stories.
Yeah.
Curl your hair. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with something. I know we will, because it's Monday, and it's the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hello, friends.
Scat.
It's me, Jake the Snake. America's most beloved ball python. The greatest snake in history. Just a reminder, dear boy, don't forget to purchase the TMOS bonus show, an uncensored commercial-free extra TMOS episode every week. Costs only pennies and supports Mike and Rob and Oscar. It's the best. Buy it now at MikeOmeraShow.com. And for those of you who say I sound like the Leesburg Vulture, listen. This is the voice Mike uses for all his creepy animals. So piss off and thank you.
All right, that was too long. Anyway, thank you, Jake. Whether it's finding a signature color, wearing a more flattering cut, or getting a new statement piece, the right detail can take your wardrobe up a notch. This year, let Indochino take care of your 2022 style edit. You can customize everything from suits and shirts to chinos and bomber jackets at prices more affordable than you might expect. Indochino offers completely custom-fitted suits, shirts, casual wear, and more at surprisingly affordable prices. Every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail. The best part? Indochino suits start from just $429 and shirts from $79 with all the customizations included. Oscar has used Indochino for years.
Yeah.
You've loved them for a while, yep. And you will too. You'll feel like a king. Give yourself a style edit that sets the tone for the rest of the year with Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off, people, with a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS, and we thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar brought this up in the pre-show, and I think we should talk about him. The funniest debut, I believe, ever in the history of debuts on the Johnny Carson Show was a guy named Louis Anderson. We were so blessed last year to get an interview with Louis, who had that wonderful second act with the television show Baskets with Zach Galifianakis. And he was so funny when he came on with us, too, because he's
so
a sweetheart.
Generous and nice.
Sweet
man,
guy. Sweet, nice know. Man. Yeah, that's what everyone
and,
says.
You know, unfortunately, in the world of celebrities passing, when you have a megastar like Meatloaf pass away and then you die after that, sometimes you don't get top billing. And that's mm-hmm. kind of a drag for people in show business. But Louis Anderson was something special. And as far as a video that I watch... And I think both you guys have seen it. The one where he comes out and does the whole bit is a fat joke. And
I have the highlights if you want to hear them from his Tonight Show debut.
Yeah, and we can talk about this afterwards. Is that something in the land, being a fat guy, could you come out and do that fat shtick now? I don't think you could.
I don't
right?
think he could. No. I don't think he could.
It was simple jokes. I think some of his jokes from that became like iconic. I know the push him back into the water was fantastic. But play the great thing, comedians back in the day when there were just a few networks, you could make a career by one appearance on The Tonight
Show. One night change your life, yeah.
And Louis, you can hear the audience in the background. It's simple shtick.
Yeah.
It's not deep stuff, but it's so beautifully delivered by the right guy. It kills me to watch it. So you've got some of the highlights?
Yeah, this he did like a six-minute chunk. I got it down to about 90 seconds.
Great. Okay.
So here we go. And I think it starts actually with Carson introducing him.
He's making his first appearance on national television. Would you welcome, please, Louis Anderson.
Thank you. I can't stay long. I'm in between meals, so bear with me.
Right away.
I was just at McDonald's, and all those statistics just changed. So. Being in California, being fat, and trying to get into this California life. Went to the beach the other day. Every time I'd lay down, people would push me back into the water. Hurry up, he's dying! And the bums down at the beach, always coming up to you, those guys. Hey, buddy, could you help me out with a sandwich? Well, sure, where is it? Of course, what brought me to California was the Olympics. I was tried every event for the Olympics. Tried that pole vault. I drove that sucker right into the ground. I did a good thing, though. I straightened out those uneven parallel bars. Broad jump, killed her. Oh, sorry, I'm sweating, but if I don't, I'll explode. I am from Minnesota. Any Minnesotans?
Great audience.
Can I get a ride
too.
Home with you? Well, where would we put them?
That's a funny young kid. Louis, come out here and take another bow.
Oh, so sweet.
So
wonderful, and now, you know,
did you ever watch Baskets? Did you ever watch?
I never did. I never. It's like, just sometimes you miss those shows.
That,
I'll go back and watch.
I
wanted to.
Remember, I wanted to hate it because Rob loved it so much. I was like, "This is going to be terrible."
Right.
And I started watching, and I was like, "This mother effer, Rob, found." And I hate to give him credit. And I, you know, when I
you love it,
when
right? You absolutely
show,
love it.
I will go. I don't ever go back to watch anything.
Yeah, I'll watch random episodes out of sequence.
I will throw it on. So I just because it's you catch something new every time, especially within Louis's character.
Yeah, and you want to think that Louis Anderson playing an elder mother is like stunt casting for a cheap joke. It takes you 90 seconds to forget the fact
that it's him.
Yeah.
That it's him because it is such a sweet, real character. It's like the center of this weird universe.
Yes.
It's really,
and you know, and,
so
and the thing about it is we talked
so
about it when we talked about Bob Saget as well, the comedy community and how cutthroat and all that.
Yeah.
I think it's a really loving community. I think it is. I think that a lot of these people that when they do make it, when they get big, a lot of that angst and insecurity is replaced by I feel lucky and I want to help other people. I really do think a lot of guys are like that. I mean, one of the sweetest, nicest, kindest people we've ever dealt with is Patton Oswalt, who's one of the greatest comedians ever. And, you know, that's our personal experience with that. And Louis was great. And look, all we have is the moment we have with him. And so when someone comes on this show, and we've lost so many people recently, and they give you the A material, Louis Anderson was one of those
people. You know
people.
Who else was great like that? Was when we had Kevin Meaney on.
Yes.
Kevin Meaney was always fantastic. When he would come in, John Madden, the great John Madden came in and did shtick.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to have that. But I'm so glad that we mentioned Louis Anderson because I think it's important to point out that, you know, he's really way up there. And the last thing I wanted to ask you about, so do you think, because I try to be as savvy with what is the correctness of the day when it comes to a fat guy making self-deprecating fat jokes about himself, would that would not go today, right? That would be he would be called out by a certain group of people, or could you get away with that? Because I love making fat jokes about myself.
I do too.
There are enough comedians now that still do that without the obvious joke. This, I mean, that was like pop, 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 all the hits, right?
Yeah, boom, boom,
right.
boom.
So the jokes that are made now that I at least I see from comedians that. Or a little overweight are not as obvious. They're more self-deprecating personally.
Yeah, that's kind of what you can get away with it. Yeah. And it, yeah. But there, like, if you're going to do it, it's like great cooking. All right. When you're doing that kind of stand up and you distill it down to some really simple, phenomenally funny stuff, that was textbook. And that's why Louis Anderson to this day has the reputation of on that particular iteration of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson being one of the best ever. It really, really was special. We have to take a break. When we come back here, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you about dropping in with the fan club.
A little drop in?
Well, yeah. We had a very nice dining experience. That was followed by, you know, an adult beverage or two, which was followed by me talking to the fan club in the dark. I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
And now, Tales of Aviation History with TMOS P1 listener, Captain Joel Rogers.
Well, folks, from the flight deck, this is Captain Joel Rogers. On behalf of all 61 members of your Frankfurt-based flight crew, it's been a pleasure having the 36 of you on board our transatlantic flight today. We've begun our initial descent into the New York area where the weather is scattered clouds and isolated thunderstorms. As a reminder, instead of duty-free shopping on your arrival, why not visit the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center for all your in-flight needs? Target and Walmart have everything for your comfort and onboard snacking. Visit MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner to place an order. Because of the headwinds extending our flight time to 77 hours, the local time is 7:25 p.m. on May 6th, 1937. Let me be the first to welcome you to Manchester Township, New Jersey. We know you have a choice in rigid airship travel, and we thank you for flying the Hindenburg.
Oh, my humanity!
Still haven't gotten tired of that one.
Good,
I don't know why.
It's a good one.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries need to be prepped and cooked, but Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes. No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day, especially a Monday.
Right?
You want to come home, you want to put it in the microwave, and it's ready. Skip the grocery shopping and dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs. I believe, Oscar, the meatballs are like way up
absolutely
there for you.
Yes. And then the beef sirloin, fantastic. If you've got any diet requirements that maybe you're starting something new in the new year, they've
right
got it.
Oh, they got you covered. Yeah,
and they have family size for your dietary needs, your preferences. You know, Freshly is so easy and so perfect every time. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. That's $40 off Freshly.com/TMOS. Yes, so, you know, even within the three of us, I think there is a competitiveness that exists with the three of us. I think it happens occasionally. So when somebody on the show will do something that benefits the show, but something that you didn't do, like Rob logging in with one of the fan club Zoom calls, kind of sticks back here. And I said, you know, that's nice that he did that.
You don't say that off air, actually. You get annoyed and you say he cheapens the brand.
Yeah, that was the actual quote.
Did I really say cheapen the brand?
Yes, I believe that. That also stuck.
If you just give it away, why are they ever going to want to do it when you need it?
Well, I did. I said it because I think at that particular. What do I hear? We turn the sound effects off, please, Carla.
Is she playing her?
Jeez, God, you have to live in the kitchen when I'm doing the show. I want to be in the other room.
Is she playing her video game, her bar video game?
No, it's Carla's got a pretty tight schedule, and she'll schedule different things, and then I'll hear this harp music, and it's the sound that goes bing ding 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 ding.
Yeah, it's an
alarm. It's like, but getting back to my hypocrisy, that particular day, I was yelling at you for not doing something correctly, and it was like either the audio board or the copy or something like that, and I was giving you a hard time, and it said maybe less time with the fan club and you know, watering down the brand.
This reminds me of the time when we were in Reno. And you said nobody
to your room and stay in your room.
I don't want to see you guys gambling, mingling. Right. Showtime is showtime, and then you could
make an entrance.
You know, intermingle. It's days like this that I think Oscar wakes up, comes into the studio, and says to himself quietly, "I hate Mike. I hate Mike. I hate Mike."
You can't rewrite history with us in front of you.
I get it. I get that moment. I know. I'm sorry. It was my gambling compulsion that made me do that. You know, but
the fan club thing doesn't bother me, but the gambling thing will always bother me.
That I told you to like stay in your room
for 48 hours.
I believe you actually said
that was very like that was very
lock it. You said use the slide thing on top. Lock it. Do not leave your room.
And then all we get are reports of you drinking, gambling, hanging out with her. We're like, what happened?
No. Now, that's not right. I was not hanging out. I was trying to hide. I was trying. The whole
Pony
reason for that.
Pony said he could go down to the casino and track you by smelling the cigarette butts. He said it was like a Western.
Yeah, I would pick up the cigarette butt and I'm like, it's still warm.
He's went near
this
here. Way.
You are full of S.
All right, that was
what I was doing. It had nothing to do with me wanting to hang out and say, hey, here I am. Mm-hmm. You know I don't do that prior to a show.
Right.
After a show, fantastic. Mm. But prior to a show, I was just, it was the gambling thing.
I know.
It was the gambling compulsion.
It is a disease.
And you know what? And the...
Oh, look at that.
There you go. Screenshot.
Screensaver.
It was the gambling thing, but the thing, my lack of self-discipline was the laziness of not wanting to go to another hotel to gamble and thinking I could get away with it and hiding like literally back in a corner. Yeah. It's like, hey, Mike. And, you know, immediately looking over and seeing somebody go,
the fake mustache didn't fool anybody.
So, Friday night, I think it was Friday night, right? They do their Zoom calls on Friday night.
It was Friday night. Yeah.
So this was the big win with the poor sport coach, and then a mom and grandma were going to this Mexican restaurant after the game, and we joined them there. And so we had a little secret stash at the game, little vino.
Sure.
Watching the flag football game.
Is that a poorly kept secret? I mean, all the parents do it, right?
I don't think so. If I can be brutally honest with you, I don't think so. I don't think. Hey, Carla. Oh, she's not here. I'd like to ask her what she thinks the percentage. I think there are some parents, but we put a little vino in a solid colored dispenser, and then we pour it into. But we had open glasses.
I had imagined you with one of those leather wine skins.
No, it's I don't, because to be honest with you, I still don't know if that is proper etiquette. I really have no idea.
I would say the etiquette is appropriate, but it's probably a law break.
I don't know, and I'd have to ask.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, don't ask, Mike.
I don't think you need to ask.
But no, but I mean, I'd just like to know if there are any other parents that are doing that. I don't think so. I think that, you know, it's like, you know, team alcohol is a very narrow group with a big sign that says O'Mara in neon.
Mike,
over
as long
it,
as
know?
He's scoring 14 points a game, they're going to look the other way.
So we go to this new joint. It's called, and it's a very clever name for a restaurant that serves Mexican food and beverages, as a matter of fact. So this
can
is,
I guess?
Think they put a, absolutely, you can guess because you'll get it.
Is it El Cantino?
No.
El it Cantina. Start.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with a Mr.
Mr. Oh. Pedro's?
No.
Mr.
Think. Well, if you had a Mexican restaurant, what would you name it?
Mr. Guapo?
No. I might have to do this exercise until we get a winner because I think it's that easy. All right?
Mr. Lopez?
Think beverages.
Oh, Mr. Tequila's?
Mr. Tequila's.
You're kidding me.
Like I'm not kidding you.
That's so stupid. I didn't guess it at first.
It was the margaritas.
It's not even
were,
Senor Tequila?
Doesn't
it's
matter to me.
Mr. Tequila.
We have, no, Senor Tequila is down the street.
Of course it is.
And Iguanamia is down the street further.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Mexican down here.
Yeah, it's like
I
super
love Mexican
chicken.
Food.
It's like the super chickens of Manassas.
That's
and
right.
It's right off the super, exit.
Yeah.
It's right off the exit. So we went over there and frozen margaritas. So I had a couple. Actually, we bought them for the table and the mom, and we had a wonderful time. It actually turned into an overnight for my son with her son, and he stayed at our house Saturday night. So it was kids and football and everything. It was a family weekend. And then I get home, and Carla immediately wants to go nighty night, and I'm up because alcohol does that to me.
Yeah.
And I see, I think it's... I forgot, 10:30-ish or something like that, 10:30.
Right.
And I see that the fan club is doing a Zoom call. And hey, Carla, come here for a minute, please.
She comes, she
I don't
goes.
Ask very often. You never come on the show. I'll let you promote DermGlow Skin. Please? DermGlow Skin for all your skin needs. Anyway, what are you doing? Are you here?
Maybe she's got a case of the Mondays.
God, oh, it's so such a hassle.
Oh dear.
That's a nice sound there. Hi.
Guy.
It's a hassle when I'm back in your closet hanging up all your clothes. So I'm not in the best of moods.
Mike, is it a hassle to pay the mortgage? Let me just ask you that.
Thanks.
Question.
Did you hear what Oscar said? Is it a hassle for me to pay the mortgage?
Is it a hassle to give you a child?
Technically, I pay it.
Are we the only family that's drinking at the football game?
That's a negative.
Yeah. You sure? Would you bet the house on it?
Everybody's drinking.
You're sure?
Yes.
Really?
Players
like
too?
What are they drinking? Players.
Like
too.
Hard
up,
seltzers, okay. Wine, yeah. Okay. Beer.
All right, good. Yeah. All right. Thank That's you. Cool. That's all Thank I wanted you. To know. Thank Have a good day.
Hey, those shirts aren't going to hang themselves.
Dermglow Skin.
That's right. He wants his anything, t-shirts.
Dermglow Skin. 5 seconds. Isn't that weird? Go ahead. Promote really it weird. Right now. What would you like to say about really
Dermglow? Hey, guys and gals. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Yes. I can do virtual facials. I have e-gift cards. I have a website. And I
What's
ship
the website?
Everywhere. Dermglowskin.com.
There's a www. Button on our website.
Yes.
Button on the website for Dermglow Skin. Thank you, Carla. Thanks for your visit. Now quietly slide that thing.
Jesus, what is that?
Her timing was great there. I give her extra credit on that one. So I get back and I call, and it's really late, and I think they had a bunch of people on early, and some of the people had peeled off, and I hung out in the dark, sitting in my easy chair with my computer camera, just chatting with the fan club, and it was fun. It was great.
Any key P1s in attendance?
Jim Amato, the man Jimmy Amato was there. It was great. It was so much fun. I really enjoyed doing it. The only thing that didn't go over well is when I brought the computer into the bedroom where Carla was already sleeping, and I got the hand. Stop that. I'm like, you want to come into our bedroom and see where the magic happens?
No, you must have been hammered.
You'd had a lot.
No, I really
was.
I wasn't hammered.
Your bedroom. We haven't even seen it.
I wasn't really hammered. I just was, I was bored. I was bored and I was lonely.
You wanted to be
lonely.
Loved.
Yeah. And I wanted the party to continue. Yeah. Even though I wasn't drinking, I wanted the party to
continue. You know what it
continue.
Was, Mike? It was a second location, but a virtual location.
How long, without any alcohol.
How
which
long
was great.
Were you on for?
Longer than Rob.
Which is?
I don't know, but they told me I was on. Literally, one of the ladies that was on the Zoom
hey,
call
ladies.
Said that I was on longer. She said, "Thanks for joining us. You were on longer than Rob," which is funny.
Did you
which
ever
was
say,
satisfying.
"Hey, listen"?
I may have said, "Hey, listen."
Did you talk about the Ukraine?
Okay, good. That's a good out. We got to get your audio thing going.
Go ahead, take a trip.
Do we not remember the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Listen, I was there.
Let me talk about politics. I didn't do that.
Good.
We'll take a break when we come back. Soundtown, yes. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention, Chicagoland. Are you sick, logy, or just feel under the weather? Well, you need me, Dr. Larry Chicago. No matter what ails you, I can fix it. Whether it's a sore back, runny nose, or the COVID, I got you. Just put some ice on it. Come see us at the Chicago Family Medical Group. 1062 West Addison, right next to Wrigley. Me and my doctor siblings, Otto, Arlene, Oliver, and Oxnard, will set you up and tell you to put some ice on it. You can trust us. We fitted Harry Carey for his bag, so get our details at MikeOMaraShow.com. Hit up the shopping center, get a bonus package, and for God's sake, put some ice on it.
Thank you, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A new year is a great time to discover new things about our interests. And it's just as important for kids to make these same discoveries. With a KiwiCo subscription, your child can make new discoveries all year long. Kids can explore the engineering behind everyday objects, the science and chemistry of cooking, geography and culture, and art and design techniques, all through fun hands-on projects. Michael loves his crates from KiwiCo, and I love watching him him stay busy and challenged while having a blast. From discovering the science of magic to engineering a domino machine, kids can explore new worlds and rediscover familiar ones without even leaving home. As a parent, it can be hard, especially in this day and age, to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you. Plus, you can pause or cancel any time. Redefine learning with play and get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS, everybody.
Did you hear that?
Listen, what a sound.
Do you hear?
The sound.
There's a new sound.
Soundtown.
I don't know if I buy this, but it's been all over social media, and it was even on the news this morning. A toddler bought $2,000 worth of furniture from Walmart. He's 2 years old, playing with his mom's phone, and they said the boxes just kept showing up. Here are the parents discussing it, and then I have a theory that I want to share with you.
Oh, you think it might be a scam?
I do,
it might be fake.
Yeah, but here are the parents, okay?
He just went to the cart, and whatever was there, boom. He just picked. And just see all the payment was went through, and we called them, can you please cancel? Can you? They said, no, it's already delivered.
And first person came with the box, and he put next to the door. Then second person came, then first step, then second step, then third. Oh, so my God, what is this? It was a queue.
So my theory is this.
I have an idea of where we can go viral.
Yeah.
We can go viral.
No, I think,
you think it was
this
fake?
Is the right family and the right culture to have some sort of baby that could actually knock this out.
No, but don't you think that the woman
I watched the spelling bee.
Mm-hmm.
The woman had the stuff in the cart already, all right? So don't you think maybe she's hoping, if it's in the cart, she wants the furniture. So maybe.
Oh, you think they're scamming to maybe get it paid for?
I think that they're trying to figure out a way. Or maybe the husband said, no, no, no. And she said, okay, but I'll just put it in the cart and let the toddler play with the phone. And who knows? Maybe it shows up. Because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Why is it in the cart, though? That's what I want to know.
So in defense, and I'm not saying that you're wrong.
Right.
My personal Amazon cart will have a ton of stuff in there that when it's just not time to buy yet, because I'm trying to time out like when it's appropriate to purchase.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then and that's all it is. And then when I walk, I was like,
Mike, it's not time to get a trombone.
It's but
my only question is how he was able to do the PayPal confirmation. I don't understand how he did the PayPal confirmation linked to the bank account or a major credit card.
At 4 years old, my little nephew was doing things that I couldn't imagine any four-year-old to do. Not because he's a genius. It's because they have access to all this technology.
Well, for me, it's like Roblox bucks or whatever.
Yeah,
suddenly $19 worth of Minecraft crap will show up. And it's just like, my God, he knows better, though. But he's eight, with that. Mm-hmm. And flies like the wind on the football field, though.
Yeah. Julie always asks permission and then buys gas with my card.
May I?
Father, may I?
Dad, could I please? Wrap it right around her finger. All right. TikTok. There's an influencer on TikTok. He's a trumpet player named Sammy Haig. And I don't know why I found this so entertaining, but I watched it a lot. He played his trumpet in Jell-O. He played his trumpet in pudding, and then because his trumpet was dirty, he played it in soapy water.
But he puts the horn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he submerges it. First Jell-O, then chocolate pudding, then soapy water.
Good note.
The best part about the soapy water, it's more visual. You get to see the pudding coming off the trumpet. But
yeah, and the sound, really, when you think about sound, that's how you make great records. That might be something special. I saw something online over the weekend also. I haven't tried it myself, but as a fat person, I probably should.
Mm.
It's the straw challenge where you take the straw, you put it under your, you'd have to get a long straw, like at 7-Eleven or something like that, and you put it under your armpit and it makes a perfect fart sound. Do you think we could play that game tomorrow? That'd be a great way to start a Tuesday show.
Yeah.
If we could try it and you just put it under the arm, then you blow. And apparently, I don't know whether it was fake or not, but it's worth getting the shot. I will wait. I will wait until tomorrow's show.
All right, very good.
So if it's bad, it's bad.
But Mike, I want to hear one more time. The Jell-O was my favorite.
Okay. That's mine too.
But also the pudding one is pretty good because you get like a little pop because, right, you know, pudding is thicker.
So he's having trouble forcing the sound through there, the air.
It's thicker.
To get through.
When I was, and Oscar, you probably remember the show because we're roughly in the same. Do you remember Fraggle Rock?
Yeah.
It was a Muppet show. Yeah, it was a Muppet project.
HBO.
Yeah. They're rebooting it and they got the Foo Fighters to do the theme, which is pretty cool. I like this. What I appreciate about Dave Grohl is he's obviously a great musician, but he has fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a cool project. Mm-hmm. Not as successful, though, Mike, is what was trending over the weekend when they electronically put the song YMCA by the Village People and they transposed it into a minor key. So it makes it a sad YMCA.
Who did this?
This was just trending on, I think it was Graham, I think. Wait for the chorus.
Dramatic more than sad.
Yeah, I agree. It's a dramatic stage. Yeah.
It's a dramatic
What's the visuals
soundtrack
that go with this?
It's just the song. It's just the audio of it.
There's a video that goes on. It's those Chinese anal swabs.
They are dramatic.
Even know why I said that, you know?
Well, it's a good mic. It's what we call a callback.
Programming note on the Mike O'Mara show. This just came across my email. From Terrence. Terrence Fletcher will be joining us on Wednesday.
Apparently
that's the day where it's convenient for him.
He'll
coming in to discuss how some of the observances that he's made, whether or not he'll be making any progress.
Excellent.
I don't know what he's going to do.
This.
I'm really not sure. I hope he comes by.
Progress reports always welcome.
Yeah, you know,
I do too. I look forward to that. So it should be okay.
We need two to try. Let's close with this, Mike, and you and I. Carries a satchel of mirrors. Mike, you and I both are fans of Wheel. We watch Wheel of Fortune.
So yeah, I mean, it's dull suburban life, and I'm not too embarrassed to say I watch it almost every night.
Mike, this obit will mean a lot to you then, I think.
Longtime director of Wheel of Fortune has died at the age of 92. Mm. Said Wheel of Fortune viewers, wow, so young.
That's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
Oh, and thank you, Saturday Night Live, for another laughless 90 minutes.
Wow.
Well, you know who hosted? Will Forte. They finally got him out of the cast, and they brought him back. Useless.
All right. Glad I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Too much football. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another brand new episode. Get your straws for tomorrow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're going to have the straw fart challenge tomorrow on the show because this show, if it's not anything, it's classy.
And they don't have to be bendy, right? They just have to be long.
They have to be long enough to fit there, and we'll see what happens.
I'll go to shoot. I got you.
That's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sayonara, sucker!
Wow.